This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. There's a very important chapter in U.S. aerospace history that will soon be celebrated by a Canadian museum. The Toronto Aerospace Museum will soon change its name to the Canadian Air and Space Museum and expand to illustrate the crucial roles Canadians made in NASA's greatest accomplishments, including landing on the moon. Many of NASA's key engineers were Canadians who lost their jobs when the Canadian government scrapped the Avro Aero fighter program in 1959. Now, 50 years later, it is hoped that work will be recognized in an expanded museum at Toronto's Downsview Airport. Susan Douglas explains the big job ahead of volunteers. Thanks for joining us today, Susan.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, an ambitious project in Toronto and a new name for an old museum. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, we are launching an ambitious project, and we are launching a capital campaign with a goal of achieving $2 million over the next 18 months. And we are doing a revitalization and expansion project of the museum with those funds. And the new museum's name will be called the Canadian Air and Space Museum.
I think a lot of our listeners are not aware of the link between Canada and the U.S. space program. Can you give us a little background on the history of that?
Well, you know, it even goes back 100 years, the link between Canada and the United States in terms of flight at all. But in terms of Canada and the U.S. space program, what a lot of people don't know is that a lot of the engineers and people who worked on the Avro Aero project went on to the NASA program. In fact, they worked on the Gemini program. They also, for instance, some of the head engineer on the Aero project was one of the lead engineers on designing the LEM, which, of course, landed the astronauts on the moon for Apollo 11.
Okay, so what is going to be in the museum, and what story is it going to tell?
Well, it's going to tell a distinctively Canadian story of aerospace innovation and leadership, essentially. But it's not just telling the story of the science and technology, which of course is very interesting, but it's also telling the story of the people behind the science and technology. And it's not only really chronicling these people's lives, but it's really honoring them as well and making sure that we, you know, capture these stories to tell for generations. And hopefully, you know, in doing so, we motivate a future generation of innovators and inventors in having our children be able to come to a museum where they can, you know, say, wow, these things all started here. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting about our museum is that it is currently, and it will continue to be even more so, extremely experiential in its design. And so kids will not be told, oh, don't touch that, and, you know, that's roped off, and you have acid on your hands. And they'll be told, touch, feel, experience. We want them to, because we want to connect them to something that we hope ultimately they become involved in.
Okay, so it's kind of a tough time for fundraising everywhere. What sort of events do you have planned, and what are your goals?
Our first event is a press conference on February the 20th, and at that press conference we have a number of aerospace industry company leaders that are sponsoring our event to indicate their level of support for this initiative. So that's sort of the first level that we're going to. We'll have other events throughout the year. We will be celebrating the Apollo, the first Apollo landing, which will be 40 years ago this year. We will also have a gala fundraiser in the fall, and we'll have several fundraisers, you know, in between that. But it is all about raising funds because, as you say, we have a very aggressive goal, and we have a world-class museum to build.
So if people just want to help out, what can they do?
Well, what they can do is go to, we have a website set up. It's at www.CASM Challenge, so Canadian Air Space Museum Challenge.com. And on there, they are able to donate, and whether it's $5 or $20 or whatever they would like, Every little bit counts, and the museum would very much appreciate any contribution. We have the only full-size Avro Arrow replica in the world, and the Arrow needs a home. She needs to have a gallery, and we hope that people will want to see her in her glory and give her the honor she deserves.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.